After more than 20 years of drilling through 2 miles of glacial ice, Russian scientists have reached the surface of Antarctica's largest subglacial lake. This is a lake that has not been touched by light in millions of years, and it could be home to some cold-loving organisms that have been left to their own evolutionary devices for millennia. Very exciting, right, Richard Black, science correspondent for our partner, the BBC?
Extremely exciting. Can't wait.
All right, so why? I mean, why is there something, I mean, other than the conspiracy theorists who think there could be signs of aliens at the bottom of this lake, what is it that biologists and scientists are hoping to find?
I think it's one of those things, Celeste, because it's there. Once you know it's there, you have to go and look at it. In terms of what life could be there, who knows? This has been isolated from the rest of the world for about 20 million years. There's pressure. It's quite cold. There's no light down there. So there may be no life at all. It could be a completely barren environment just with water. Who knows? But until you go down and sample it, you'll never know. And these are the first guys to do it.
And also, I understand that climate change scientists are interested in what they could discover once they get in there as well.
I think that's possible. I think the climate change scientists, in a way, have already had their big takeaway from Vostok, because Vostok is one of the stations where massively long ice cores, which effectively take you back hundreds of thousands of years into Earth history, where these cores have been excavated. So I think they've probably got most of what they want already. I think it's the biologists, really, who are more excited, and indeed the space scientists as well. There's a lot of talk about going into Europa, the moon of Jupiter, which appears to be an icy covering on liquid water. Well, how are you going to do that? Maybe you're going to use some of the things that have been tried here in Antarctica.
Although hopefully it wouldn't take 20 years or so. Do we know for sure that this is a closed system?
No, we don't. Some of the subglacial lakes under Antarctica do appear to have rivers flowing into them and rivers flowing out of them. And, I think the jury's open on that one at the moment with Vostok.
All right. So we know for sure that they've pierced through into the surface, right? That's been confirmed?
Well, I wouldn't say it's been completely confirmed. I mean, they've told the Novosti, the Russian news agency, but there's been no independent confirmation. And a U.S. scientist, a chap called John Priskou, who's been working with the Russians for more than a decade, he had a piece in the Washington Post suggesting, he was sort of calling it, saying the rumors are very rife, but he didn't have independent confirmation. It's quite likely, though, I think.
Although the hotel rooms will soon be booked up with biologists all over the place, including astrobiologists.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, the hotel rooms have to close around this time of year because it gets incredibly cold in Antarctica. And there are reports, in fact, saying that the Russian team has now left. Basically, unless you leave, you get frozen in. So they don't appear to have any samples yet. It looks likely that they will get the samples when they go back next year. And then the race is on because a British team is also trying to get samples from another lake. And there's a US team out there as well. So three-nation race.
All right, so that's Richard Black.
The U.S. team is looking for Jimmy Hoffa, right?
Science correspondent for our partner, the BBC. I don't think that's the kind of organism that they're looking for.
Well,
thanks,
I don't know.
Richard.
Where is it? It must be there.